Hey there, Tech Intersect listeners. Have you ever encountered naysayers claiming crypto is too volatile, a total scam, or a hacker's paradise? Well, it's time to dispel these persistent myths and reveal the truth. It's exactly why I wrote Digital Money Demystified, available now wherever books are sold. And this book is your golden ticket from being crypto curious to radiating crypto confidence. Navigate the crypto world with clarity and conquer the chaos. Get your copy today to learn about my journey, separate fact from fiction, and maybe even embark on a transformative journey yourself. Don't stop there. Enhance your learning experience exponentially. Join the DMD Insiders Membership Club. It's a gateway to premier coaching, engaging community, and unparalleled content that complements the insights in the book. Together, we'll unlock the potential of digital money and stride confidently into the future. Visit digitalmoneydemystified.com, grab your guide to the crypto universe, and become an esteemed member of our Insiders Club. Let's decode the digital dollar and invest in your crypto-savvy future right now.
So many people online, though they know their topic, not everyone's a teacher. You know, and I think sometimes too, a lot of times when people are explaining stuff, they forget when they didn't know that. So they're explaining from a place of experience instead of explaining it to someone with zero experience so they can understand it. So I think that's a big part of having a community where people can come in, get the steps, have feedback, have reminders. So having that community is really important. It's really affirming to them to know someone's in their corner, and it does remove some of that fear.
Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner, and I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now, and it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started. In this episode of Tech Intersect, I am so very excited to welcome Ancila Ramsey to the show. As a crypto confidence coach since 2018, she's offered webinars and classes, online summits, and group coaching programs in order to empower others with crypto knowledge, basically making all the mistakes as I have so that we can make sure that you don't make the same missteps on your journey. And to that end, in 2021, she authored Start Your Crypto Journey in 3 Simple Steps. I promise you, you can do it. It's as simple as 3 simple steps, and she'll share that with us. That book was an ebook, or is an ebook, with uncomplicated fundamentals to help crypto newbies safely navigate the crypto space. It's also available in English and French, which I love. I want to hear more about that. And then later she added the Start Your Crypto Journey paperback in English on Amazon as part of the Crypto Confidence Collection, which is a set of 4 books to help crypto beginners reach their crypto goals. And I invited Ancila on the show because I feel like she's a mirror image of me. We're talking about empowering the same people in the same ways and using this reboot and restart in our own journey in life to really give a second life to our career and our focus on the future of money and work. So I invited her on the show to talk about why and how we begin to go on this journey or to reboot if you've already been on this journey. How do you reset, rebalance, refocus for this new year on your crypto journey, particularly in the midst of a crypto winter? So we'll talk about all of that and more in a moment. But first, Ancila, welcome.
Thank you so much, Professor Evans. It is an absolute honor to be here. And you're so right. When I look at your information and your tweets and your website, I'm like, this is my kindred spirit.
Right. She gets me.
Right.
Exactly. So I feel like Wonder Twin Powers, let's activate and gather all the people to address all of their concerns. We used to talk about the space with fear, uncertainty, and doubt as if to say there's no room for it. We can completely understand, given the crypto contagion of 2022, why there would be legitimate fear, uncertainty, and doubt, particularly in such a highly volatile asset class. People have seen this. So we'll get into that so that we can help people kind of figure out where we are and where we go from here. But first, share your own, what we call rabbit hole, crypto rabbit hole experience. How did you find your way to the space?
Well, like most of us, I started in corporate and I absolutely hated it. I was not created to be in a corporate environment. So I left there. And of course, at that point, you usually have two options, right? You work for yourself or you work for someone else. So I started my own natural hair care business, which was phenomenal. My timing was perfect. It was right before the boom.
And right.
By the time natural hair exploded, I was an established brand. So it was a great part of my life. But about 12 years in, that was from 2000 to 2012, about 12 years in, I started feeling a little bit bored and wanting to do something different. But what? I had no interest in going back to corporate. I didn't want to go back to school. I just wanted to be in a place where I could enjoy my life. Can I just enjoy my life in my 40s? I didn't want to be the person doing hair till I was 85.
I understand. We know that person.
Exactly. We know those people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in 2017, June, I was servicing a client and had a full-blown panic attack. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to pass out. It was terrifying. And I said, okay, this is my sign that I really need to do something different. So at that point, I was planning a trip to Ghana. And I said, okay, I'm just going to shut my salon down. I sent my beautiful clients to other competent stylists, and I said, I'm going to go enjoy myself, and when I come home, I'll figure it out.
Beautiful.
And of course, reality set in. So I said, there's got to be a way for me to finance my freedom. There has to be a way. And that's when I started looking into investments and realizing some of those options were outside of my price range.
Right.
And ultimately, that led me to cryptocurrency. There was no barrier to entry. What you have, you can work with. And the more I dived in, like you said, down the rabbit hole.
Down the rabbit hole. One thing leads to 10 things, leads to 10 more things on YouTube University.
Exactly. It, you know, back then we didn't have the abundance of structured information.
Absolutely.
So definitely just swimming out there, trying to figure it out. And honestly, not being welcome in some of those spaces and being made to feel less than. And I said, okay, when I understand this, I'm going to tell other people like me so we can be comfortable talking about it on each other's level, not afraid to ask questions. So that's been my whole goal, just to make sure other women, specifically women of color, are in a position to benefit from this information. So that's how I started. From there, just like you said, webinars. I had a small office in Lanham, Maryland, and I would get my girlfriends together. We'd sit around and we'd look at stuff and figure it out best we could. And we all did our first purchase together. And we were like, okay, here we go. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of how it all started. And I have just utterly enjoyed all of it. I really have.
It has been really, really fun. I got in 2017 as well, and I didn't fully appreciate or understand this magical internet money that I had no idea where it was. All of the questions that we receive now, I had those and more. And my legal brain, of course, is taught to be highly risk adverse and to see all of the problems, which actually makes me even just feel more confident because the things that I do lean into, and I'm cautiously optimistic, but certainly a lifelong learner, intellectually curious, having something that is so far outside of my comfort zone. I am not a computer scientist or technologist. I am not a financial expert. None of the things I do talk about financial advice or picking specific, and I know you're the same, specific types of cryptocurrencies. We're really leaning into the power and the promise of a technology that allows us, particularly those of us now, the us, I mean, those who've been systemically marginalized in the tech world and the finance world, to use and leverage those in a way without those barriers to entry, being redlined out of housing, not getting the right jobs to get the right 401k, like all of those traditional ways that people create wealth in one generation that carries over to the next. We have been just historically locked out of. If we participate, it's a full-blown miracle. And then something else comes on the scene with the gangster lean, and we figure out, we want to say, now, what is that? Right. What is that? You also said that there was kind of safety in numbers, right? Strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. When you get a small group of like-minded folks to sit down and figure it out together, it helps to demystify, make it less scary, and you can bounce things off of each other. Talk a little bit more about that, because so many people try to do this in isolation, and they do have the embarrassment of riches of information, but you can get lost so easy.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
Exactly. And I found that's what a lot of the people that connect with me online were experiencing. Well, I saw this, but I don't know how to do this part. So they feel like they're getting fragmented information. And that's why I wanted something that was very structurally step by step. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is that simple. Because so many people online, though they know their topic, not everyone's a teacher, you know? And I think sometimes too, a lot of times when people are explaining stuff, they forget when they didn't know that.
That's right.
So they're explaining from a place of experience instead of explaining it to someone with zero experience so they can understand it. So I think that's a big part of having a community where people can come in, get the steps, have feedback, have reminders. People are busy. So in my group coaching community, a lot of what I do is just helping people stay on track. And who's busier than women? Right?
Nair person on this earth.
Nair person on this earth. Busy than woman. Okay. So having that community is really important. Like I said, I'm able to sit and look at this stuff all day. And then I can say, okay, ladies, today I learned blah, blah, blah. Or remember to do this, this, this. It's really affirming to them to know someone's in their corner. And it does remove some of that fear.
Absolutely. I think I could have done a much better job of that in retrospect in 2022. Because I'm so immersed in it and my courses, I was traveling. I actually had my own panic attack, kind of anxiety issues, particularly in the midst of the pandemonium. And it just was kind of like, stop the world. I want to get off for a second. Right. But this space was something that I could continually enjoy. And because always, as expert as we might be in comparison to most, there's always something new to learn. The stuff that I built 2 years ago has to be completely revamped constantly. But I could have done a better job to support people with the turn. This is not my first crypto winter. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be a nice dip. Let me pull back. Oh, the world is changing. These macroeconomics are having an impact across all economic sectors. My 403B is a wreck. I didn't sell all my stocks, right? Housing prices are interesting. Things cost way more. It just is what it is. It wasn't a failure of crypto, but just the time that we find ourselves in. But I feel like crypto is a quick culprit. What have been your thoughts about the crypto contagion that is real and the scapegoating of crypto to kind of lump all 22,000 different types of coins and tokens into one bag and say it's all a scam? What's been your response to that?
The main thing I have to help people or remind people of is scams have always existed. We've been scammed out of money. People have been scammed out of gold and diamonds. That's just the way it is because there are dishonest people on the planet. So the fact that this media spin seems to be, oh, crypto is the blame. Once I remind people, no, people have been robbing forever. So, you know, let's get that clear. And then two, it's unfortunate that because of this lack of understanding, people don't even really understand what crypto is. No, it's in their mind, it's some kind of mystical. I actually had someone ask me, well, why would you say crypto isn't the same as Monopoly money?
Oh.
I said, well, first of all, I take this card over to DSW and I buy shoes. I can't do that with Monopoly money. Let's start there. So, you know, there's just this confusion. And I really would like to encourage more people to get clarity about what it is before they start investing. And this is just my own little personal pet peeve. The people who are in these opportunities, and they're encouraging family members and friends to come into these opportunities, which I'm not saying these opportunities are not viable. They very well could be. But when you're inviting people in, explain to them what this is. Explain how they're going to get these great returns. Explain how to secure these assets that they're going to be acquiring. explain how to protect their information. Inviting people in, people are putting in their money. They don't even know how to get the coins out once they earn it.
Right.
So I just encourage the people who are doing this, please, first, if you don't know how to explain it, you learn it. Then explain to people that you're inviting in. And people who are interested in these opportunities, understand it before you put your money in it. Because then these opportunities fail. And again, oh, it's crypto. No, it's these opportunities that you just didn't even know what you were doing. And I can tell you the number of retired women on limited incomes who say, well, you know what, Ansela, I put my money in XYZ with my nephew, cousin, neighbor, whoever, and I don't know how to get my money back. I can do nothing for you. But had you come to me before, we could have talked about this to see if this is something that was going to be good for you. Just for people who are doing this, please just be upfront, be honest, explain the risk, explain the limitations of access, because it's just not fair. It's not fair to do this, especially to my poor demographic of seniors, grandmas.
Absolutely. I think the rise or return to conversations around self-custody are going to have to be critically important. And in light of the Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX debacle that has shown the underbelly of what centralized finance looks like on steroids when you allegedly are in the DeFi space and in the crypto space, but it really is how I distill the FTX thing is he convinces people to transfer assets, some fiat, some crypto onto his exchange and leave it there for the promise of risk-free returns of around 8%, which should always be our first question. Everything has a risk. Risk of loss, risk of self-custody. We need to be spending more time about that as well. I'd love to have you come back and let's just have a conversation about self-custody specifically, because the empowerment really comes from being your own bank. And you're not going to do that when it's in the hands of other people. So we'll stick a pin in that. But when people transferred it on, they no longer have control. Of course, you know, not your keys, not your crypto, but also with the what we call asymmetry of information. It's like the emperor who has no clothes or the Wizard of Oz. A whole bunch of stuff is going on behind the scenes that you have no idea about and misleading people to think that is sitting there for a particular purpose when it's actually being invested. That's like Bernie Madoff. That's like Enron. That's like same thing, different technology.
Right, exactly.
And so we have to really get clear about that because that has not been adequately reflected in the headlines about the story. Okay, so we've level set in that regard. And I know when you begin teaching, you also level set with three basic fundamental tenets before you get into the kind of the one, two, three of the how. What crypto is, what level of money you need to invest, and just the nature of the volatility of the space. So break down those three fundamentals and then we'll get into it.
Sure. So the first thing is understanding the basics. Again, I like to emphasize that you don't have to be a tech guru to get started in crypto. While understanding some of the tech is important, I think that a lot of people that I talk to are intimidated because they feel like they don't understand the tech. So if they can get past, okay, let me just understand the basics, the more in-depth knowledge can come later. So understand the basics, how essentially this works, what's the basics of blockchain, how does the value change of crypto, et cetera. So understand the basics first. Then safely acquiring cryptocurrency. This is where they need to understand, how do I examine an exchange? How do I evaluate a coin? So once they understand, again, those principles, those fundamentals, now they can make choices and spot what doesn't seem right. And then lastly, of course, self-custody. Securing your assets, because you can buy all the crypto in the world. And if you don't know how to secure it and safely access it, you just wasted a whole lot of time, money, and energy.
Absolutely.
Those three fundamentals, that's what's covered in my book, Start Your Crypto Journey in Three Simple Steps. Those are the three things to help you get started. By no means is it a comprehensive book about cryptography and blockchain and all that, but I'm really appealing to the everyday person. Because most people that, again, I'm going to speak just from experience, they don't want to hear about the tech. How is it going to affect me? Give me some practicality. Every day, what's going to happen in my everyday life if I start taking some of my precious limited time and start paying attention to you and what you're saying?
Right.
So that's who I talk to, and just keep it simple, clear, easy to understand, and show them how they'll benefit.
Absolutely. I could spend all day trying to figure out how my Volvo works. I care not to.
Say that all the time.
Care not to. I had to learn enough to figure out how to put new windshield washer fluid in so I didn't have to take it to the dealer. So I will do that. But I will not do any more.
Exactly.
Have you ever found yourself puzzled, wondering if cryptocurrency is just a fleeting trend, a scam, or perhaps the future? Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya Evans, and I'm here to introduce you to my new book, Digital Money Demystified, Your Ultimate Guide to Deciphering the Crypto Maze. As a legal policy and crypto education expert, I've crafted this book to cut through the chaos, debunk the myths, and tackle the FUD, that's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. From captivating headlines to meticulously sourced data, I guide you through the promises and the pitfalls of digital assets. With 12 chapters and 10 myths dispelled, Digital Money Demystified is designed for investors, business owners, and professionals eager to navigate the digital economy. It's more than just a book. It's a tool for economic empowerment that directs you safely and confidently from cash to crypto. Say goodbye to bewilderment and hello to enlightenment. Transform from crypto curious to confident. Sidestep those scammers and embrace the future of work, wealth, and creativity. Grab your copy of Digital Money Demystified today at the book's companion website, digitalmoneydemystified.com, or wherever books are sold. This is the right book, the right voice at the right time. Don't miss out on the digital revolution. Stop by digitalmoneydemystified.com now. Oh, one other thing I wanted to ask you. When people come, and I get this question a lot, so I'm interested how you explain from a fundamental point of view what crypto is when we think of a purely digital asset. How do you help people understand that and distinguish it from fiat?
I try to keep it as simple as possible and just say essentially it's like digital money. And then I compare it to the digital money we've been using for decades now. Like you go to the store, you don't pull out a $5 bill. You usually pull out your debit card. The only difference is there's no physical notes or coins tied to your crypto. It's strictly a digital, exists in digital form. I do the comparison where, because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, that's not going to happen here. And if so, it'll take years for the laws to pass and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you remember back right at the beginning of the pandemic, you went to the store with a $20 bill. And if your bill came to $18.75, you couldn't use that $20 because you didn't have exact change. The coin shortage, there was no warning. No one voted. You went there. Your cash was no good. And what did you have to do? Choose a digital option.
Mm-hmm.
The very same thing could happen when we switch over to cryptocurrency. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out situation.
Absolutely. Especially because we know so many governments are working on their own central bank digital currency. Bottom line, this technology is not going anywhere. People and governments, businesses continue to innovate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This is marching forward. And if we compare the experience to the dot-com boom and bust that happened before most of us knew what was going on in Silicon Valley, we cannot afford to be left behind given the pace, the sheer pace that the world is moving as a matter of technology and the global connections that originate with the exchange of value across cultures and across quote unquote borders in what is increasingly a borderless society. So you don't have to buy today, but begin your journey of figuring this out so that we, as the young folks say, will stay ready so we don't have to get ready because this is moving at the speed of more than light. Mm-hmm. But it's a great opportunity if we get this right as well before the current system figures out how to replicate the current system we have to lock and marginalize people out. Decentralized technology is the best way to avoid that. And it's still, even though Bitcoin lovingly came into the world in January of 2009, we're still really early, really early. All right, so let's get into this. We talked about the three fundamentals. Talk to us about why people, look, we're at the end of we're still in a crypto winter or bear market, where the pullback across the ecosystem led by Bitcoin, which is still under 20, I looked last night, I think it was around 18, kind of moving sideways at this point, probably the more of a correct number, if we're being honest. There's a lot of speculation that drove prices up to north of 67, 68,000 at one point in time. But here we find ourselves in a crypto winter. It's my like second and a half crypto winter. So this is when I start increasing positions, rebalancing and things of that nature. How do you explain to people that this is the time to get into crypto?
I like to say that you want to get as much crypto as you can for your buck. And when I consider that many in my community have never invested in anything, they don't really even understand how this works and how investing works at all. And I can truly say crypto was my first real exposure to investing. So I know how they feel.
Absolutely.
So just helping them to see, just like with anything else that you purchase that can appreciate in value, the less expensive you can purchase it for, the better your profit will be when and if you decide to sell it. So just helping them to understand that first. And then also showing them that, yes, crypto does offer an amazing opportunity as far as income potential. But as we mentioned, it's so much more than that. We still need to understand how this works. Because if we don't understand how cryptocurrency works versus digital currencies, especially CBDCs, we won't know what's really going on when these CBDCs are ushered in.
Absolutely.
So the better your knowledge and understanding is now, you will be ready and able to prepare, as well as make the right choices when this does come about. Or this may be your only option if you do not want to participate in what's being ushered in.
Right.
But if you don't sit down and get this understanding, you're going to be like the many sheep who are just going to be ushered into this new digital currency era with all the controls in place, with all the limits that have been decided to put you under. So you don't want that. You know, it's just like if you live, I'm from New Orleans. So my whole life, when the weatherman said a hurricane is coming, guess what we did? We hightailed it out of there.
Right.
Because you don't sit and wait and just hope for the best. You have to prepare yourself. And I think we live in a time where people just want to pretend, oh, that won't happen to me. And you hear it a lot. Oh, not in this country. I hear that so much. I'm like, do you know the global economy is all intertwined? I mean, everything that happens in other countries affects us. It's all the same. So the difference is we're such a huge country where as many small countries, it's like turning a tugboat. Oh, we're not going to do this. We're going to turn around and go this way. The U.S. is like the Titanic.
Absolutely.
It takes us forever to make a turn. But don't think that what's happening outside of this country is not going to or is not currently affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of waking people up to the realities of what's going on.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
I think people are starting to turn the tide there. So many people in the United States actually don't travel. They certainly don't travel outside of the country. But look, I'm from Philly. There are a lot of people who don't leave their neighborhoods. Right? The same we could say for New York and places like that. And we just don't have a full appreciation of the interconnectedness or just the fact that other people love their countries as much as we love ours.
Right.
Right. And also, what would you do to prepare if you were going to a foreign country? I use this analogy as well. You'd have to figure out the language, you'd have to figure out people. You'd have to learn how to make good choices, like good street, bad street. Like these are all the things you would do in preparation to go to a new land. This is the time to prepare for the future of money and the future of wealth in that same regard. Right. And so what you've created is like the Rosetta Stone of language to try and unpack it, to demystify it, to move away from the jargon and just talk straight about the benefits of, as you just described, time in the market rather than timing the market.
Exactly.
Slow and steady. This is not get rich quick. A lot of people got wrecked because of the get rich quick nature of it. The FOMO, the hype cycle. There were so many influencers in the space.
Right. Selah. Let's just pause and reflect on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Where's my sage? Right. Where's my... They are leaving the building.
Yeah.
Often true. Being dragged out by law enforcement. Because interestingly, in the crypto space, the whole point of having public facing records or ledgers, records of these transactions and balances, is to make what used to be opaque transparent. And generally speaking, not moving anonymously, but pseudonymously, so that I could give you, for example, the address to my house so you could send a letter, but I'm the only one who can open up the mailbox to get it, right? So translate that into the experience of transferring this type of asset. And I love that you use the term because I think, and I'm interested in your idea about this. I think it's difficult for people. We call it cryptocurrency. Satoshi's vision of peer-to-peer cash and having an alternative method for transacting value used this idea of cryptocurrency, but it's taxed as a capital asset.
Right.
That, as you said earlier, if you buy low, something that has the potential to increase in value, appreciate, then you have the capital gains there. So it has a currency aspect, but it's also an asset. And I think people lose that. I'm interested in your thoughts about that.
I agree. Yes, that is a very common challenge for people to kind of grasp. This is something that I can spend, but if I keep it, it becomes more valuable.
Right.
I hold a $5 bill for 1,000 years and it's still going to be a $5 bill.
Right. Right. Because my rent keeps going up, but I'm literally living in the same place. It's now less valuable, but I'm paying
more. No amenities have been added.
None.
Yeah, it is a little bit challenging. And I just kind of tell them it's just kind of a crossover situation where it's both. You can absolutely use it for acquiring purchases or for completing business transactions. However, if you keep it, it will go up and or down in value. So
facts.
Yeah.
As we continue to march toward this cashless society, to be sure. All right. So as we kind of near the end of our time together, I want to just spend a moment making the case for, we've talked about it, and I just want to bring the point home about why it's so critically important now for folks, particularly those who maybe midlife, maybe mid-career, looking to diversify and balance out portfolios. Why, if you're thinking five, we're not going to use percentages because this is not investment advice, but what's the case right now for crypto investment, Black crypto investment in particular, and what are those first few steps people can take to begin their educational journey?
As far as why we should invest in cryptocurrency, one, you mentioned diversification. I think that's key. Not everybody can run out and buy real estate. Not everyone can invest the minimum that's required on certain stock market options. But if you have, again, $20, $50, if you budget, I actually have a book, The Budget Journal, to help you reach your crypto goals. Professor Evans, we take so much for granted sometimes with what we know and the privilege that we've had, regardless of where we are.
Right.
There are people that I'm on, you know, we're on our group coaching call. I'm like, well, you get budget. And somebody said, well, how do you budget? So sometimes we have to really get down to the basics to help people understand how this all works. So I created a budget journal just showing people how to assess their income versus expenses and what do you really have to invest in crypto. This could help you see, okay, I need to make these adjustments so that I can have more money to invest in my cryptocurrency. So then from there, once you see what you're really working with, okay, well, I'm going to decide to put this much every week, every 2 weeks, every month into acquiring my crypto. And that way, over time, I'm going to be accumulating. Now, again, we're at this moment where this is great because the prices are low. But when that does go, when the market does go back up and these values do increase, you're going to see that it was worth making that, sacrificing your Starbucks or not getting your nails done or not making a trip to DSW. As you see, I love DSW.
This is very specific.
Right? It's worth those sacrifices if we look beyond the immediate. So that's one thing, is just thinking about the future, thinking about how it's really not that complicated. It's really not impossible. It's just a matter of deciding to do it.
The first step that you would offer for people in order to find the correct information, because we said at the top of this that There's the embarrassment of riches of information, and the jargon is on exponential. Selfishly, you're going to begin with us, the two of us. But talk about, from your point of view, what's the first step someone should take to begin their education or re-education journey?
I'm having a free summit on January 22nd. I don't know if this will air before then, but I do an annual summit just to kind of help people come in, take a peek without real commitment. So this is the Crypto Beginner Summit. It's January 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's free. You can go to Crypto Vibes, my website. That's VIBEZ.com, CryptoVibes.com. Register for free. There's also the option to upgrade to VIP if you're really ready to dive in. But what I'm showing people is what they should do before they buy crypto. There are four essential things everyone in crypto has to do. I don't care if you're a trader. I don't care if you're just acquiring crypto. I don't care if you're one of these opportunities and you're getting a great ROI. Four things that everyone has to do. You have to understand the fundamentals. You have to protect your information. You have to secure your assets, and you have to create a realistic investment plan. That's the only way you are going to be able to consistently acquire cryptocurrency so that it's not a burden. It's not causing any kind of inconvenience. So with those four things in place, from there, you can get into whatever you want to get into. And again, I'm going to mention this because, again, it's one of my major pet peeves. If you're inviting people into the crypto space in any way, shape or form, if you're even just telling them, I'm going to show you how to go on this exchange and get some crypto, even if you're telling them that, make sure they know these four things, because you're doing them a disservice if you're not. Quick story. I spoke at an event in New York in October, met these beautiful souls, public school teachers. I have a special place in my heart for teachers because I can only imagine children. So public school teachers who work with high school students with physical handicaps. So, you know, you deal with some beautiful people. And one of them said, oh, someone help me buy some crypto. I can't remember what I bought. So we go to her phone. She finds the app. We log in. She bought some crypto. Now, it's great that whoever showed her how to do that, Right. But they did not explain the importance of self-custody. They did not explain, perhaps you can go in and get this amount regularly.
Right.
Because at this point, she said maybe 6-8 months ago. Now, if she had been getting that amount for the last 8 months, look at what she would have had. So if we're going to help people, I would just like us to be a little more intentional, a little more deliberate, have more of a plan, make sure they're getting everything they need to get started. Now, she doesn't have to go into be a trader or she doesn't have to join a platform, but even empowering her with the information of consistently acquiring and securing, who knows how much this could be worth when everything gets back on track.
Right. Absolutely. And we've been there. We've seen.
We've seen it. Absolutely. That's what I would really like to see. So anyone is welcome to the summit. It's online. And that's what we're going to be covering, those four things. Understand the fundamentals, protect your information, secure your assets, and create a realistic investment plan.
Brilliant. Easy, attainable, accessible, essential. You don't have to do all the things, but taking that first step to empower yourself so that there's two ways that decisions are made. You make a decision or decisions are made for you. And this technology has the power and the potential to empower you in that regard. But we have to do this thoughtfully, and we have to do this with a mindset for future, not just today. And so that's why, Ancila Ramsey, I'm so thrilled that we are connected and that you are my sister in this challenge and opportunity to move the needle for generational wealth. In order to create generational wealth, you have to create it in a generation. And if we don't, people are not starting back at square one. You're just further and further behind, increasing the gap. There is no starting over. We're just starting farther and farther behind. We have a great opportunity here. You've mentioned how people can get to know more about you and your work at CryptoVibesWithAZ.com. You have your summit coming up. That's where your books are as well. You also have an affiliate program. Do you want to give a quick shout out to that?
Thank you so much for mentioning that, because I kind of forgot about it.
No worries.
In an effort to help people be more thorough in onboarding, because I do think onboarding is important, especially in our community. And I love to see people inviting and sharing with others about what cryptocurrency can offer. But again, we need that thoroughness. We need to make sure they know all these things. So I have an affiliate program. If you are a person who invites other people into the crypto space in whatever capacity, you can sign up for free as an affiliate of the Crypto Beginners Bundle. This is where I have all of the books that I've mentioned. You get the four books that kind of help you get set up properly. Yes, it's old school. I believe that there's power in putting pen to paper.
Let's go.
Additionally, you get two very important security tools about protecting your assets and your information. And lastly, you have access to 5 online on-demand videos that help you get set up completely. So onboarding is time intensive. We know that. But to make sure people are getting everything, become an affiliate. You say, hey, get this bundle. If they purchase the bundle, you get 10% of the current price. And that's how we make sure everybody's getting what they need.
I love it. So, you know, that takes me straight to a Kwanzaa principle of cooperative economics that I adore. And, you know, it goes back to an original point about working and networking within community. It takes a community to do this. The power really in various crypto assets is the coalescence of a community around a particular asset for good as well. Ancila, I appreciate you so much. This is the first of many conversations online and on this podcast. And let's do some social media. Let's hop on the gram soon and do some type of live together.
I love that.
Because there's a lot of work to be done. And I think distilling this into kind of bite-sized pieces and having people see us and the work that we're doing and the products that are out there to support them will really, really help a lot of people. And a lot of people need help, particularly in this crypto winter. So thank you.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. I applaud everything that you're doing as well. Just, you know, we want to make sure people are getting this right, because I really feel like it's our do-over. So many of us didn't have parents that were able to teach us all about finances. As wonderful and fabulous as our parents are, they can't teach us what they don't know. So this is kind of our do-over. Okay, let's learn how to do this thing right so that we can become the parents that the kids can say, oh yeah, my mom taught me all about this, right?
Wow. Right. I'm the cool auntie and the cool cousin who's so old, they basically call me auntie. It's fine.
Stay with me. I'm the oldest grandchild. I'm the old cousin.
Exactly. Excellent. Well, until next time, just go well and go safely, and let's keep nation building.
Absolutely. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag TechIntersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this, and remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media, like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap, and definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.